Good evening. This is Deborah Herman, and this is Soul Odyssey Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm so happy that you are here with me because connecting to your energy helps me to do what I'm supposed to do, or at least what I perceive as my life purpose. And that leads us into talking about our topic tonight, which is As a Man Thinketh, Changing Our Thoughts to Change Our Lives. I think that's what I said, but you get the picture. And it has everything to do with finding our life purposes, because as I've been, you know, reading what people say about it, now, of course, that phrase, as a man thinketh, so is he, comes originally from the Bible. People have written many, many things about it and have interpreted it in many, many ways. And you'll find corresponding perspectives about it in, you know, Buddhism, in just any spiritual metaphysical tradition. Fortunately, whenever I'm preparing for a show, I'm also learning. And the more I've met people who are like-minded, the more I've been learning also from you and finding different ways of looking at things. Now, I do want to point out that this is a live call-in show. The number here is 888-815-9756. I welcome your calls. You can call in with a comment about the topic. I certainly welcome that. You can call in also if you would like a reading or you have some personal questions. Somehow I will segue back to the topic. And also each week we talk about what I call the seven lessons. And I've done an oracle deck that relates to these seven lessons of Soul Odyssey. And I will probably pull a few cards for us out of the deck and see what they tell us. But I was reading a wonderful book called Power Through Constructive Thinking by Emmett Fox. Emmett Fox is one of the pioneers of the New Thought movement. He is on the other side at this point. His book was written, I think, back in 1940. But it's been it transcends all generations. And he talks about putting your destiny, or your destiny is in your own hands. And he basically says that you can't think one thing and produce another, because it just doesn't work. And he goes into a wonderful explanation about our consciousness and our connection to the divine, and explains how, I could quote from the book and I can do a few more, but really, you will benefit so greatly from reading the book. And he talks about this extraordinary mystic power that helps us to connect to our higher selves, to God, to our divine inner purpose, our path in life. And I'll just quote you from this one line. He says, "This power is really no less than the primal power of being. And to discover that power is the divine birthright of all men," and of course women, but this was written in 1940, "it is your right and your privilege to make your contact with this power and to allow it to work through your body, mind, and estate so that you need no longer grovel upon the ground amid limitations and difficulties, but can soar up on wings like an eagle to the realm of dominion and joy. The power is to be found within your own consciousness, which is the last place that most people would look for it. You only need to make conscious contact with this power to set it working in your affairs, and all the marvelous results enumerated can be yours." And he calls this the indwelling power, the inner light, the spiritual idea. Now, Emmett Fox also uses a lot of comparison and discussion of Jesus, but it is not necessarily a Christian description. And it's very universal, because he really does a wonderful job of explaining how truly connected all of us are. And the only way that we can really change and to change, if, and this is really the essence of changing our thoughts to change our lives, the only way for us to truly make change is to transcend our feeling of unworthiness and to reach a stage, he says, either through wisdom or suffering, which is, you know, are we going to rock bottom it? We're prepared to put God really first. And that's when things happen. Because then before that, we are weary and we're heartbroken. But when we do put God, and whatever you believe God to be, the divine essence, the universe, the consciousness, whatever is that sense for you, when you put that at the center of your life, the light shines into your life, and you're resonating at a higher level, and you are able to know the next right thing to do. You know, in other words, miracles will happen if you believe them to be possible and are willing to recognize the power of God, the divine essence, and to call upon it. You know, it will happen. And so many of us, particularly when we've been, you know, educated in various religions, it's almost as if they teach us not to believe in miracles, which never really made sense to me as I was growing up. You know, because I just always, thank God, had an essence and sense of God. You know, that was one thing that I'm very grateful. I'm very grateful for the fact that I didn't ever really question God. I learned more about God and God's essence. And I think for me, it was more, and I think for many of us, it was more understanding my worthiness to call upon the divine essence and to turn my life over to it and to say, you know, I can't do this alone, and to be willing to be flexible. Because when we get answers or we get this connection to this higher level of consciousness, we may think one thing. For example, we may think that losing our job is the worst, most horrible thing, and that all of our success was based on that job, and now that we've lost this job, everything's going to go down and nothing will be good ever again. But what we don't see is that the source of the prosperity was always God, and the means at that time was that particular job. So if we stay connected to the source and say, okay, God, what's next? And try to stay true to our divine higher purpose, then something else really, really will come along, because it's to the benefit of the universe. If we're resonating with that higher energy, it's to the benefit of the universe for us to be successful, prosperous, healthy, well, and not in a state of fear, panic, and worry. So it really is a shift. And it's funny, I've just been learning so much and seeing how it plays out in my own life, and I really like not feeling worried about things and being able to say, whatever is the next best thing, God, you know, that's what I'll do. I'm totally, you know, I feel, and of course no human is perfect, but at this stage in my life, and particularly with you know, this audience allowing me to share with you and some of the other things that I've been able to do with my life, you know, I'm feeling pretty connected. And so even though, you know, life is this brand new adventure, I'm a little bit more willing to go with it. As they say, go with the flow. Because I'm finding that the universe does know better than I do. And it's not like we give up our free will and our choices, but the more surrendered we are to this higher consciousness and to this essence of the divine, the more we tend to make really good decisions that do, you know, that operate from our higher purpose. Now, one of the things we also learn is that we're you know, basically growing our own souls, and we're trying to let go of fear and worry and resonate at a higher level. And we're also becoming more compassionate and connected to other people. And I'm sure you all know the saying, like attracts like. So you're going to be finding that you are going to be bringing into your life people who resonate to your vibration and who bring you positive energy and feed your soul and share your goals in life, share your passion, share your desire to help humanity. It's just the way it is. It's not an accident. And, you know, it's there for all of us. As soon as we kind of like, I don't know, we just sort of get it. And then we embrace it. And don't forget, live call-in. I love when I get to talk to all of you out there. 888-815-9756. It takes the strain off my my throat. But anyway, I've been noticing the oddest things, and I think it's because for me, I think it's because I'm like resonating a little more favorably to the divine essence, and I'm feeling, you know, much more comfortable. Maybe I'm just awakening, but for me, you know, I'm like under the word ADD, there's like my picture. And so I'm always in the ethers, and I really have always liked it that way. But for people who work with me or around me, sometimes it's not always convenient. And lately I've been able to figure little things out that just never occurred to me before. And this is going to sound maybe really dumb, but little things like it just, you know, I don't know if any of you have ever had a problem like, okay, when you have a dust ruffle on a bed and you have a really heavy mattress and you have a sheet and you have a blanket and you have your, you know, the comforter, well, I always get frustrated because I don't want my sheet and blanket to stick over my dust ruffle. My bed's very heavy and I try to, you know, shove the bed, you know, the sheet in between and it hurts my back. Well, duh. I just, for some reason, for me, this is enlightenment. See, I can understand God, angels, all of that, but for me, figuring out that if I put my right hand on the dust ruffle and tucked it in with my left hand, that it was so easy. Now, that's a metaphor. For me, that is enlightenment, because I figured out something that was just like right in front of my nose that was so simple, and I said, you know, that's really cool, because that made me feel competent. It was sort of like, wow, that was really silly and easy. And then I went to see my horse. Now, I will say, because of the ADD, I didn't get to film him today because I forgot my memory card. But he liked it because I just went and paid attention to him. But I went to see him, and of course, this is the season for any of you horse lovers where all the horses are shedding their coat. And I usually, again, this is a metaphor, I usually struggle with this, it's this metal thing that's called a shedding blade, and I usually struggle, and I try to pull all his extra fur off. Of course, it gets all over me, which is going to happen anyway. But today, I just kind of figured out a different way to flick my wrist with it and to get underneath the fur, and it came out sort of like an artichoke heart. You know, where you go under it and you get all those little fuzzy things out. Well, for me, this was just like an amazing illumination, because it showed that just by looking at it differently and just relaxing into it, I saw it differently. And for me, this is just these little things where you're connecting to your life and to your universe and being relaxed. This to me, you know, I guess it's called Zen and the Art of Fur Shedding on Horses. But it was really significant. And, you know, so you're going to find a connection to a change in consciousness as changing you in either very small ways or even very large ways. Because the next thing, when you decide to surrender your life to a higher consciousness, to your concept of the divine essence, you're going to have to see something manifesting. because it's going to happen. It may not happen today, may not happen tomorrow. There will be a change. Something is going to manifest differently. And that's going to show you that you are actually changing. And it's going to make you feel more confident that it's really all for the good. And everything is, you know, I know the my daughter and her friends, they always say, it's all good, you know, and I kind of like that. I think they're, I kind of thought it was like, if you say it to me again, I'm going to smack you type of thing. But I'm realizing it's actually got a lot of wisdom to it. Brats. Anyway, but we all know that kids are coming into this world a little more and, you know, maybe a little more aware than some of us. I know some of my listening audience, that you're young, so just be very grateful that you're a little more awake than at least I was in my life. So, and you, once you accept that, once you accept this mystic power, that the mystic power that transforms and transmutes and transfigures is God, always present with you and always available, once you understand and accept this spiritual idea, now this is from the book by Emmett Fox, and because it is God, that it works independent of all conditions. So there's an image that I guess some people might take offense at this because it feels very patriarchal, but a lot of what is said, even in metaphysical books, is that we have, you know, God the Father. We could say God the Father, God the Mother, God the Divine Essence, and then we are manifested, you know, God is energy. This energy that we can't really wrap our brains around. But we are manifested on the physical plane as a reflection of that energy. So as manifestations on the physical plane, we can look at it as, and all of us probably have desired this in our human lives, but we can really look at it as a loving parent. We are supposed to be, at least this is what I've come to believe, and this is, you know, certainly, I have people who would be on my page with this, but this is certainly my opinion, and I don't expect everyone to agree with me. But the way it's set up, even metaphysically, without using religious terms, we have God, the essence of everything, and we have ourselves, we're a manifestation on a physical plane, and we are a brotherhood or a sisterhood, and we are all connected on our soul essence. And so what we want to do here is to be able to reflect the energy and connect to the energy of God on the other side, because we are physical manifestations. This is the place where we do our work and where we grow, and where we ultimately figure out that we are a divine reflection of God's energy. You know, we're not God because we are a manifestation and we are on earth. But we are certainly a divine reflection. And I'm beginning to really see the meaning of our job being to make this world a place for divinity, where we can connect with each other and restore its essence of, you know, of humanness, humanity, and, you know, restore balance so that the balance of the loving nature of God or the universe or the divine essence as being unconditional can be reflected through human beings that have manifested on Earth in the physical plane. It's kind of what the seven lessons are all about. You know, seven is, as also I'm learning, because I didn't know anything when I was starting to work with all of this, but, you know, seven is symbolic for individual completeness. It reflects the perfection of the individual soul. Now, I didn't know that when I started channeling through some of this, you know, some of this work back I guess, 25 years ago. And in fact, it is 25 years ago because my oldest child was born at the end of April, and she's now 25. And I will say a shout out to my youngest daughter. Today is April 22nd, and my youngest daughter is an Earth Day baby, and today is her birthday. And so I'm really excited for her. I had two babies in April, so I have two Taurus girls, and I will tell you that whatever, let's just say they reflect the essence of Taurus. But I love them thoroughly, and so happy birthday to both my girls. Getting back to I'll have to reframe now. See, that's the ADD. Sometimes it's really difficult. I started channeling all of this material when I was, you know, like 25 years ago when I had my first child, and I started shifting and almost going through a spiritual emergency because all my chakras were opening and everything was completely changing, and I started working with these seven lessons. Now, the lessons are courage, tolerance, self-protection, self-love, ego, love of humanity, and God love. And if you really go through them, and, you know, I am working, as everyone, but I am working on a book. I already have the Oracle deck, and I do, you know, soul readings. You can check out my website, soul-odyssey.com. Don't forget the hyphen, because you know how domain names work. I'm Deborah at soul-odyssey.com. But anyway, the lessons really follow this idea of what we need to do as people on Earth in trying to grow our souls so that we can create a world that can resonate with the divine. And I didn't understand that, but the more I read and the more I learn from all of you, the more I see the connections between all of these. So I am going to pull a card for us to see if there's any actually I'm going to pull a couple to see if there are any illuminating lessons for us tonight. So I should be able to talk and count at the same time, but I'm not able to. Interesting spread of cards. I got the laugh card, I got the create card, and I got the choose card. And I think all three of those are very relevant to the discussion we're having tonight about changing our thoughts to change our lives. Because the deck is based on the seven lessons, and the create and the choose cards, I think all three of these resonate under the courage lesson, because they deal with individuality and finding your individual divine higher purpose. Everybody comes here with a purpose. Everybody comes here with a mission. It doesn't have to be a big, glorious one. You don't have to be on television. What's to say what's glorious and what's not glorious? You know, raising a child is a wonderful mission. But it has to resonate with your heart. God does not want us to be sad, unhappy, miserable, desperate. That's not being in vibration with the divine. Misery is not in vibration with the divine. I'll say it again. Misery is not in vibration with the divine. So the first card we got was laugh. Not that we don't take things seriously, but humor was given to us for a reason. It allows us to step back and to look at situations and say, oh, that's okay, and not get caught up and sucked into other people's dramas or, you know, even tragedy. I mean, you don't want to laugh in the face of tragedy, but sometimes life is just so ridiculous that you have to find the humor in it. You can also look at it as saying to you, find something that you enjoy doing, because if you're enjoying doing it, it is very likely your true soul journey, your passion, your purpose. And, you know, lighten up. Because if you're living in fear and worry, you are literally building a brick wall between you and the divine essence. Brick. Actually, let's say iron. The next one is create. Now, you could say that that could pertain to creating your reality. And I'm not suggesting that we all become delusional. Not that I even know what that really is. Let's just say I'm not suggesting that we all decide, okay, I'm going to be, you know, the next princess, and go marry, you know, Prince William or whatever his name is. I think they call that stalking. You'd probably go to jail for that since he has a fiance. But we do have the option of creating the reality of whether or not we're going to resonate to this higher consciousness and whether or not we're going to resonate with God and manifest that divine energy on earth. We can co-create. We can ask for guidance to find out what is our essence, what is our ability, so that we can create something out of our, you know, our intelligence, our connection to the divine, and then we also become manifestors. And so we take our manifestation that God made for us, and since we are a reflection of God and a creation of God, we can then manifest through ourselves what is our purpose and what is our goodness, and that comes from our creativity. Now, some of you will say, oh, I'm not creative. If you're alive, you're creative. You create your next words. You create your next thought. So the only way you would not be creative is if, God forbid, you were, you know, brain dead and on life support. So you are a co-creator with the divine, and you have many, many, many guides and angels and guardians to help you through this world and to better your circumstances. Ask. And the next card says choose. And pretty soon I'll be putting the artwork of the cards up on my website, you know, a little bit at a time. I'm manifesting and creating. But choose also means that you can't, somebody used an analogy the other day, and I think it was also in the Emmett Fox book. Thinking about a great meal, you can salivate, you can even smell it, you can even imagine what it tastes like. But an hour later, you're not going to feel full. In fact, you're not going to feel full 2 minutes later, because you will not have had an actual meal. So thinking about God, thinking about your consciousness, thinking about changing your life, thinking about surrender is a great thing, but you're not going to feel any change and you're not going to resonate differently unless you really do something. And one concrete thing that you can do, and I've been, you know, reading it in places with people who are certainly much more learned than I believe I am at this point. You know, we're always students. I consider myself a student as well as a teacher. I'm blessed to also be a teacher. But people, we are able to make changes and to try to connect more with the divine essence, really, literally through prayer. And whatever praying is for you, it's focused attention. It's a focused conversation between you and the divine. Just you and the divine. Because if you're in a church, a synagogue, anywhere, and you're just repeating something by rote, then, I mean, it does have the essence of it because you're focused on the fact that you're saying something that has spiritual meaning, but it does not have the same impact as you connecting to what it is that you're saying and feeling that link between you and the divine. And that's where you start to create that direct contact, and you'll ultimately have a realization. So, 888-815-9756. You're all being very quiet out there. I hope you're having a wonderful evening and that we're learning many, many interesting things together. But I know that some of you may have some very illuminating things to say about the subject. So do feel free to call in if you want to make a comment or if you have a question. I'm very happy to answer your questions, whatever the divine channel brings in. You know, I will try to guide you. That's all I consider myself, is a guide to help you find the right answers as you're trying to manifest your life purpose on this earth, especially on Earth Day. It's a good time for you to refocus and to recenter on your divine purpose. It's a wonderful time, and it cannot escape anyone's imagination that there are changes all around us and people that you never thought would ever think about going green. Yeah, there's a little profit in it, but there are people who are just starting to awaken to their own consciousness and their conscience, and it's wonderful. And we need to be encouraging. We need to run with it, because for some of us who kind of got our lives started back in the, you know, our spiritual lives started in the late 80s. I know some of you in the audience have started well before that, but I really started in the mid to late 80s. We were, for the New Age type of thing, ahead of our time and got a lot of flack. So I'm kind of glad that people are resonating with what we're doing, and we're all becoming a brother and sisterhood. I have Jim from Ohio. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Awesome. Now, is it Jim?
Yeah.
Okay, good, because it looks they didn't quite spell it on my little teleprompter here. So, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Whoops. That's okay, guys. So, tell me how you're doing.
Well, I'm really curious about how to really determine my life purpose. I haven't been able to figure it out. I got some ideas, but none of those things really I feel passionate about or driven to actually do. You know, they're just a higher interest level.
Well,
so
have some issues that are coming between you and feeling like you can have a different life purpose. Okay?
Wait a minute.
Does that make...
You're saying there's issues?
Yeah. Are you, like, hearing the radio? I'm kind of... You're going in and out for me.
No. I don't have the computer volume up. It's all the way down.
Oh, okay. So it may just be
just
the cell
phone.
Okay. What I'm getting is that there are things that interest you, but you have an inner conflict sometimes between obligation and also whether or not you can do some of the things that you want to do. And you might stop yourself because you might feel that a little bit defeated or, no, this couldn't work out, that kind of thing. Would I be correct
right.
in that?
Yes.
Okay. And that's why what we're talking about tonight is really first things first. The first thing first is for you to concentrate on making the contact with the divine essence, with God, with whatever is your concept of God. That's got to be, you got to have that direct pipeline first. Because once pardon?
Yeah, but now the question is, how do you do that?
Well, I'm getting to that, Jim.
Okay.
for you, I'm recommending, first of all, slow down. Don't be so hard on yourself. And for you, it would almost be an undoing rather than doing. I'd like to see you do a little, like, just get a meditation CD and put on the headphones and relax. And just, it's as simple as that. Ask God for help. I'd like to see you pray. Do the Lord's Prayer. That's a very good and symbolic and metaphysical prayer. People don't realize that it's got everything in there to, to ask God to connect. Just start there. Start very, very basic and be good to yourself. You know, you've got a lot of worry, and you got to kind of get that away, because then the essence of the higher consciousness can connect to you more easily. It's there for you, but it's like there's all this interference going on from you. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do. I want it a lot, but yet I fear for some reason too.
That's the human condition. And yeah. I pulled out two cards for you. One is healthy. So that could mean several different things. Make sure that you are balanced in your physical health. Okay? Do you feel that you're taking good care of yourself?
Well, I mean, I'm trying, but I don't think I have as much energy as I used to. I mean,
right,
I'm kind of drained.
Right. I'm getting rest. I'm getting more vegetables, and I'm getting some just simple walks in the woods. Go to a park. That's what I'm getting.
Uh-huh.
That simple. It's like you need to unwind from a lot of, it's like nervous energy, worry. You will feel better. You got to get more sleep. Do you smoke?
No.
Did you?
A long time ago. Like
okay.
30 years ago.
Okay. I feel like you got to build your heart rate up. But just walking. Just walking.
No, I have a fast heartbeat, resting.
Well, then that would show that you're nervous.
Yeah, I think I'm anxious. I'm just really anxious.
Yeah. So just take the walk in the woods so that you're breathing. You know, stop and breathe. Now, I will tell you quickly the second card, but I'm going to have to go. We have another caller. The second card that I pulled for you is called Love of Humanity. And I think what that means for you, and I want you to meditate on this over the next 2 weeks, because I'm not on the air next week. I will be the following week. Think about Love of Humanity. You need to know that you are not the only one who thinks this way or feels this way. And it's very important for you, like, for example, to listen to a show like this or to find other avenues to start connecting with people like you, because you will feel less anxious. You're coming into your spiritual awareness, and that can be a very scary thing. Right?
Right.
Okay? So,
yeah.
If you haven't heard all the shows, catch up on some archives and check back in with us in 2 weeks.
Okay.
All right, and feel free to call back.
Yeah, I will. Thank you very much, Deb. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Philip from North Carolina. Sorry to keep you holding.
How you doing?
I'm feeling awesome tonight.
Well, that's great. That's great. God keeps talking to me, and, you know, I died in 1990, and when I crossed over and I came back, you know, everything I see is energy, and everything that I read, like when I read the Bible, you know, Adam and Eve, it's not A-D-A-M, but it's Adam and Eve is the splitting of the atom, and Eden is the guard of energy, an equation. Eden is energy divided equals nexus, the energy network and every level therein. And Adam's rib is ribonucleic acid, the organic form of energy, you know, and everything in the Bhagavad Gita, the I Ching, and everything, it gives me the science of the whole big picture. And what God's telling me is that since the fall of Babel, that all religions, you know, that everybody, you know, started speaking in different tongues, but he gave them divine knowledge. And through their different understandings became what's known as religion, but, you know, that's the egos of man's understanding. But what I see is that, you know, he says this is the truth of what everything means, and, you know, that all religions are missing pieces of each other. But I have to do this, and I don't know, you know, I've never done this kind of thing before, and, you know, I don't, you know, I'm not no book, I don't like books, you know, but,
no, well, maybe but, that's why,
but if
you know
I
what?
Start writing, I mean, it's like, I poke with one, two fingers, you know, it's not, I'm not no guy's kid type anyway, but when this stuff comes to me and I start, I had to buy a new computer and I just got it, but I had one that kept crashing on me because when I started doing this, my fingers just started going crazy, and, you know, I didn't even know what I was, and it all came out, and all this knowledge and stuff, you know, and I haven't read everything that this knowledge that's coming from me from above, you know, so.
Well, you don't have to,
I mean,
you do not have to explain this to me, okay, and I guarantee you a good part of the audience, they're all nodding their heads, and they're saying, yep, I know what you're talking about, because you, from what you're describing to me, would be an unlikely person to have this download of information. So it adds, so God, you know, and then the universe and everyone, they choose very carefully because it gives credibility, because there's no way that you would know this. You're not reading books on quantum physics, right?
I'm an electrical engineer. I mean, I was. I'm retired now. I'm only 48. But, you know, it's
oh,
it's,
so you
it's,
have
I mean,
been.
Understand,
you do understand it.
I understand the energy part of it all, and I see everything that way. But, you know, but ever since I crossed over, you know, things have really been weird because, you know, I can close my eyes, I see the light, I follow it back to the source, and, you know, boom, you know, I'm there. And it's, you know, everything is spirit to me and energy. But
then
know,
you're very blessed.
Yeah.
So you're asking, what the heck to do with all of this?
Yeah, you have a literary agency, don't you? I need help with this. I mean, I don't know.
Well, the first thing.
How to go.
The first thing you need to do. Okay. Is stay away from laptops. You're going to need a desktop computer because you will blitz out a laptop. Do you understand?
Yeah, I found that out.
Yes, I know. Yeah, I don't use a laptop. And it would probably, it would be good for you to meditate also just so that you keep your energy frequency balanced. And you might be finding that you can't eat certain foods like you used to. You are operating at a higher energy field. As far as writing things down, what I recommend and what I'm seeing in my head is that you are going to have to get a touch typing, DVD or CD or something, computer program, and learn how to touch type. And I know it's, like, hard to teach old dogs new tricks. I'm an old dog. You're a younger dog. But it's hard for us. You know, I'm grateful I learned to type in high school, but I quit before I learned how to do the numbers. And so to this day, I have to look to do the numbers, you know.
Uh-huh.
But it would be really good for you to learn that. And then after that, there's no hurry because everybody is getting a piece of the puzzle. You know, again, the Love of Humanity card came up tonight. You need to understand that there are other people like you. You know, there are other people that are being given this knowledge because humanity needs it. And so some of this may have to do with your own awakening, your own enlightenment, and your own connection to spirit, because no matter what, everywhere you go, you're radiating God's love. So, you know, everybody automatically assumes that they need to write a book, but that's not the only way information is conveyed. You know,
yeah.
I'm not interested in money
or fame or anything. I just want to, it's like I'm being, you know, it's like you have to do this. And it's like, well, I really don't know that I want to do this. But then again, you know, I do want people to come together. And I do believe that, you know, it's a good thing. And I see it, so much of it, that, you know, it all makes sense, you know. And it's like, well, you know, I better do this because maybe this is, you know, the right thing to do.
Well, if you're being, you know, if you're being called upon, then it's the right thing to do. But the vision I got, and I get visions in my head, is you're going to have to take the time to learn touch typing. Go get a little computer program, get a desktop computer, and I think, and I don't know what it's called, but I keep a kind of crystal, and maybe look it up. I keep a kind of crystal next to my computer that's supposed to help dissipate the higher levels of energy so that I don't blitz out my desktop. Okay?
That energy, I mean, the computer gets hot, it freezes up, and everything.
Tell me about it.
It's like I'll lose it. It's like, wow, you know, I spent 2 hours on this, and, you know, all of a sudden it disappears. It's like, oh.
First of all, you got to make sure you get a backup drive. All right? Got to get those little jump drives. That is imperative. And secondly, you contact someone who knows crystals. I'll see if I can find the name of the one that I have. Again, I'm not doing the show next week. I'm doing it the following week. And Kim, I know you're there, so I'll get right to you. And you must learn touch typing. And then everything in its time is going to even out, and you will do your life's purpose. So just relax, and you're very blessed. So I'm going to need to now switch over to Kim. Also from North Carolina. I love North Carolina. You all have great accents. So, Kim?
Thanks, Deborah.
Oh, you're very welcome. Kim is on line two. Are you there?
Hello?
Hello there.
Hi, how are you?
I'm just great tonight. Tonight's show's been just wonderful.
It has been. I've enjoyed it very much.
Oh,
thank
you. I have
a friend of mine that is real intuitive, and she has a feeling that I have got a gift with animals. And if I do, I'm not really aware of it, but I would like to try to expand on that. Can you give me any pointers?
Do you have cats?
I have all kinds of pets, dogs, cats.
Start with the cats. I'm just feeling like, even though, you know, you love all the pets, do you have a furry cat? Like a longer furry cat, a little more light colored? Who's that
I've
cat?
I've got a black and white one at home. And
no,
then my
I'm
friend's
seeing,
got, three or four of them.
I'm seeing more of a butterscotchy colored cat that's almost like a Persian. Have you ever come across that cat?
I used to have a cat that we named Carmine that was sort of butterscotch colored.
And a little bit long hair?
Tad bit, yeah.
Well, she's saying hello because she is in my head.
I haven't seen him in a long time. We called him Carmine Carmel.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And he had sort of like a face that was sort of like, yeah, make my day. You know? Like a toughie.
Yeah, but was just a pussy cat. He was just a doll baby.
Yeah, but he'd like to make the face where you'd look at him and you say, you think you're tough, but then just like a total mush.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay, Carmine Carmel is saying hello.
That's awesome. You still there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay.
I thought you were asking me a question.
Oh, no, I was just wondering, how can I would love to be able to communicate with animals, because I love animals so much. What can I do to help myself expand on that?
Well, first of all, you need to believe that you can, okay? Because you have great admiration, particularly for your friend who's an intuitive and for people who are intuitives, and you don't necessarily realize that you are also intuitive. And so because you put people on a pedestal, it automatically causes you to kind of like shut down the line, because it's like, oh, I couldn't do that, but you can. And there are some very good books out on animal communication. I will do a show. Maybe I'll make that the first show I do when I come back in 2 weeks. I'll be back live, and I can give some technique about how to communicate with your animals. Right now, the assignment I'm giving you is to spend some time with your cats and to try to read body language, try and take notes, and also open up your energy telepathically and just like try to get a sense in pictures what the cat is thinking. And, you know, what happens to me, and I guess it's just because I've been doing this for a long time, or it's just the way my brain is wired, you know, I translate it into English. But sometimes with cats, it's also a feeling, an impression, and a picture. They see the world very differently than we do. So I think that would be a good place for you to experiment. You know, dogs are a little bit kind of all over the place.
I have a dog that's diabetic and epileptic, and his thyroid's messed up.
He'd be a little all over the place right now. Not necessarily with all dogs.
Mm-hmm.
The animal that I have, I don't even call him an animal. I'm sure he'll be offended. My horse, my companion.
Yeah, I love horses.
He's the easiest for me to communicate with, because he just happens to, I don't know why, he has very highly attuned telepathic ability. And from there, I was able to start communicating, you know, with other animals. I don't walk around like Dr. Doolittle, you know. The animals tend to like me, but I don't like, you know, they're not like throwing acorns at me and talking in my ear. But it's like a tuning in your own frequency to their thoughts.
Okay.
And you'll be able to do it. Look online.
Okay.
There's a lot of, and also on Facebook, there are some really excellent animal communicators. You might be able to learn from them.
Oh, okay. Have you got the name of one or two of them?
I really like Karen Anderson.
Okay.
She's wonderful. And if you go on my Facebook page, there's also a lovely woman, but she's in Finland. But she does a newsletter, and her name, first name, I think is pronounced Maku. And she's just a lovely person. I think I have several on my Facebook, which lately I think is a really good way to communicate.
On Facebook too, because I've got you, I think, on my friends list as well. I've been hearing about the radio broadcast, and that's how I started listening to you.
Well, I think Facebook is awesome for anybody who's interested in spirituality and metaphysics, because it has helped us find each other. And
yeah, it
I
has.
Think,
it really has.
Yes, it's a
I
gift.
I agree.
And, you know, because we all felt like we were all crazy, and now we're realizing even if we are crazy, there's a whole lot of crazy out there. Right?
That's true. That's true.
Okay. Well, keep in touch and tune in 2 weeks.
Okay. She said she'd wait for 2 weeks.
Okay. Well, we'll talk then. Good night, Kim.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay, we are coming up to the end of the hour. It went so fast. And again, I thank you all for joining me this evening. I am your host, Deborah Herman, and this is Soul Odyssey Radio. Every Thursday, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, and the rest of the time is anyone's guess because I don't know the time zones. My website, my Facebook, I have a new page because Facebook says I can't have any more friends. So I have a new page called Mystic Deborah Herman, and my personal website is www.soul-odyssey.com, and my email is deborah@soul-odyssey.com. And I look forward to hearing from you. Let me know if you've learned anything or want to know anything, and I'll see you, or rather, I'd like to see you all, but I will hear you again in 2 weeks, and God bless.